KG8RHB, radio check, over.
KG8RHB, KJBD, you come up. You are loud and clear. Repeat, loud and clear.
Yeah, you are also loud and clear. Will you be alternate net control, over?
Will do, back to you, KJBD.
Roger, thanks. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the start of the net. Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AUXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Whiskey Echo In and Out. Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. And November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. These stations need not check in again. Other stations for the net, please call.
This is Whiskey Go 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, can't count it, I'll try to get got you good readable. Over.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, you're also good readable. Out.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Authentic.
Kilo Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Roger.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X-ray uniform portable in Saginaw County. No traffic.
Was that Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X-ray uniform? Over.
That's affirmative.
Roger. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. One time before we get started, any more check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinate, please call.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, Kilo County, no traffic.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, Roger. Other stations, please call. I'll go ahead and get started. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November is not joining us this afternoon. Don't really have anything to report section-wise. Locally here we have, siren test a couple weeks ago, and our hospital net last week. And this week, I'm gonna be going to the SDOC for some training with my emergency manager. So, other than that, looking forward to that. So, we'll get back to the list. November 8th, Oscar Bravo uniform. Go ahead with your comments. OBU?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry I missed last week, and I was in emergency missing with the neighbor. I got to ride to the hospital with him in the ambulance. He's still not much better than he was last week, and then I ended up with the creeping crud, but I eat handfuls of vitamins on a daily basis because of dealing with the cancer and other things. So I got over mine. I'm about 90% now, but everybody take care, and I'm here if I'm needed. I'll be listening here, and thank you for being the controls. And it'll be you.
All right, very good. Glad you're on the mend, and I'm glad you checked in, and thanks for taking care of the link today. So appreciate it. All right, next station, Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Go ahead with your comments, Jim.
KD8RHB in the net, this is KAJBD, the name is Jim, I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. It's been a little bit of a light week here, doing some just general housekeeping items across the board for my wife. And as far as radio, I've been going through and doing an update, repair, and renovate of the ARPSC email list, et cetera, make sure I have everybody's information correct. That way we can pare it down to just what we need, because there are some people in there that I know haven't lived in the state for years. So we're going to fix that up, get that squared away, and other than that, there's just not a heck of a lot going on. There's some B2 regional issues that we're working on, and we'll be addressing some of those stuff a little later on. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Brett, and back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in and your comments. Let's do a quick standby. Anyone else wanting to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinate, please call.
November X-ray.
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KB8SWR, short time.
All right, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, the November X-ray station, come again, please.
November X-ray 0 Hotel John, District 2, X-0H.
November X-ray Oscar Hotel Juliet. Roger. Thanks for checking in. Go ahead, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Short time. Go ahead with your comments, Jeff.
Evening, Brett, and everybody on the net. Yeah, I'm out plowing snow, so I don't have an HT in this here vehicle. I just wanted to mention that we got our Chelsea DMR, Grass Lake DMR repeater back connected into the network, so if anybody's down that way, that one's back connected to the network. That's all I got for you today, Brett, KBSWR.
All right, very good, Jeff. Have fun plowing snow. Thankfully, we don't have any of that where I'm at right now, at least nothing having to get the plow out for, so thanks again for checking in. All right, back to the list. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima. Go with your comments, Jake.
KB8RHB in the Michigan ARPSCnet, this is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima, J in Ypsilanti. Well, we participated in the Frozen Prairie FEMA exercise yesterday. We were doing fine, checking in via DMR. However, sometimes at this location we get a terrible buzz on 60 meters, both channel 3 and channel 4. So we did not even attempt the 60 meter check-in option. And the Windlink station is actually out in my go-kit in the trailer, and I didn't really feel up to digging that out, hooking that back up, just go and make a Windlink connection. So we didn't bother in that avenue. Well, tomorrow we are expecting 20 kilowatt hours more of the 48 volt batteries that run our solar system. So those should arrive from R&L Shipping sometime before noon. That'll be 400 pounds plus of equipment that I'll need to roll down the basement stairs, but we've done it before, so we can do it again. That will put us in the position of being able to run off-grid for about 9, maybe 10 months out of the year where we are not connected to the grid. So looking forward to that addition to the system. And here on the bench, we've made some progress in fabricating a crossband repeater. I've got the UHF receiver and carrier-operated squelch working. Got the repeater controller. That just needs one fine little setting in it. And then finished the DD25 wiring harness to a VHF transmitter. The idea of this is we always do, the local radio club always does one hell of a ride, OHR. And one of the routes is quite long. It's about like 150 miles typically, runs out into Ingham County, and that's a little bit far for the mobiles, the sag wagons. So what we're going to do is have the ability where those guys with dual band rigs be able to check in on a UHF input, and then with either zero or very little hang time, be able to key up a transmitter beamed back towards the main repeater site, so that they can hear things while mobile, though sometimes scratchy or choppy. Getting back to the repeater is sometimes difficult, so that ought to fill that hole.
You have a call sign?
For this system, it's quite modular. With that, WBATKL, back to net.
All right, very good, Jay. That's exciting. Yeah, you just your system is very complex and amazing. Good for you that you have that. All right, next on the list, November 8th, Hotel Echo Echo.
I will say good afternoon to you, Brent. Sorry I couldn't take the nets. I've been kind of finishing up some work here, and I wanted to get it done before, obviously, the big game. So maybe next time. Other than that, I really don't have much to report. Did get to listen in to the FEMA exercise that went on Friday and Saturday. Wasn't able to check in because I was at work, but still was able to listen. Take care, everyone. Hope to catch everyone again. This is NADTE.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thanks for checking in. Always glad to have you aboard here. Next on the list, Whiskey Delta, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, good afternoon, late afternoon, Brett, and thanks for taking the net. I know that's exactly where you want to be, and that sounds like your operating skills have, if that could be, if it could be any more better, certainly have with the other network there. So good for you, and wish you much continued success for that. I don't know how you get it all in. Well, let's see what's going on in the county. Not much, so not much to report there. Mike J, I also participated in the Illinois Frozen Prairie exercise. DMR was 100% reliable, 60 meters. I did manage one contact with the station. The band was quiet. Matter of fact, I almost thought there was some kind of solar storm going on because it was so quiet, just no activity at all. But we did manage one contact with a auxiliary station participating in the exercise, so I would consider that circuit complete, at least for that attempt. Tried again on Sunday and raised no one, so. But, you know, unless you do these exercises, you don't know. Well, let's see, in preparation for leaving for Florida, which next Saturday, we'll be gone for 3 weeks, and boy, am I looking forward to getting out of here. But work on the Red Cross building, the new radio system is, I would say, about 98% complete. Only thing I got to do is coordinate the backdoor modem with the laptop and the radio, and we'll be all set there. Packet station's on the air. And so everything is looking good. Also got DMR cooking and multiple VHF, UHF outlet possibilities. So that was a long time in coming. So at any rate, thanks for running the net, Brett. And like I said, this is exactly where I know you want to be. And you're certainly, I can guarantee that if I can't catch you anywhere else, I'll catch you here. Thanks for taking it. Back to you, sir. WDUSA, over.
KBSWR.
All right. Kilo Bravo 8, here with you, Romeo. Stand by. Whiskey Delta, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Thank you so much. Thanks for checking in. And also, thanks for all your efforts. Thanks for everything you do and supporting, you know, your local communication needs too. So I'm sure they're really thankful that they had you for their to help. All right, Kilo Bravo 8, sir, with you, Romeo. Go ahead, Jeff.
So there's a station in there asking for a call sign. We're running an HF net that runs every Sunday on these repeaters, and it's perfectly legal. If you want to join in, throw your call sign out and he'll check in. Otherwise, if you don't want to listen to it, you can just change channels. But sorry, this is what takes place every Sunday night. KBSWR. Go ahead, Brett.
Kilo Bravo 8 here with you, Romeo. Thank you for that. Is there a station trying to check in on the link system? Call now. Nothing heard. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Go ahead with your comments.
Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. This is KC8YVF from Saginaw County. Not much going on, at least right now, for the county. We will have our next ARRI training coming up on the 20th. Again, things are quite slow during the winter months. We will have a couple of exercises coming up. We've got a tabletop exercise with the county coming up on in March, and then there will be a functional exercise part of the FAA. MBS Airport in the Tri-Cities here has to perform their normal exercise every 3 years through FAA requirements, so we'll be participating in that exercise. Don't know to what extent at this point, but that'll be coming up in the first part of May. So only things that we've got going on so far, this is KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for checking in, as always. Hopefully you can give us a report after that exercise with the airport. It'll be interesting to hear how that went. All right, next on the list, Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X-ray Uniform. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X, uniform here. Name's Josh. Long-time caller. Haven't made a ticket now for a while, but haven't ever checked in on this net. Curious on that MBS FAA training. If you guys could provide some more information for that. I'm an aircraft mechanic at MBS and the Saginaw Brown Airport, and be interested if you guys need any help or need an extra hand there to participate in that. It kind of sounds pretty cool. Other than that, I don't really have anything to add. It's first time checking in on this, so we'll throw back to Net Control. KDYXU Mobile.
All right, very good, Josh. Glad to have you aboard here. Stand by Kilo Charlie Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Is there anything you'd like to share with Josh, the Kilo Delta Yankee X-ray uniform, while he's mobile? Over.
This is KC8YVF. Yeah, we actually meet out at Harry Brown Airport for our Aries training on the fourth Thursday of every month. So once I find out more information from the Saginaw County Emergency Preparedness Council, which I am a member of, once we decide exactly what's going on with that, I can let him know. But if he wants to check KC8YVF at ARRL.net, shoot me an email. So I've got his email address to respond back to. I can let him know exactly what's going on, what we do out there. But yeah, we're like I said, we meet out at Harry Brown Airport on the fourth Thursday of every month for our Aries training at 7 p.m. You're welcome to stop by if you're out there to attend one of the meetings and meet in person, and then we can go from there. So KC8YVF, back to that.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie Yankee Victor Foxtrot, thank you very much. Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X-ray uniform. Did you copy that traffic? Over.
KYXU Mobile, yeah, solid copy on that. And, I work at that Saginaw Brown Airport. I think I've seen you guys there before. So I'll have to make an appearance, and copy on the email address. I'll shoot you an email here when I get back to the house for more information. Appreciate it, guys. KDYXU, Josh, back to Net Control.
All right, very good. Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X-ray uniform, clear with you. Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Don, go ahead with your comments.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. And I'm looking forward to a week or two of temperatures staying below freezing, but that could be a lot worse. I used to work outside most of the time. So, that's about all I have. Back to that control. KV8RHQ, KV99AI.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Thanks for your comments, Don. For whatever it's worth, you're really, really light this afternoon. Weak breathable, so just wanted to share that with you. Next on the list, November X-ray 0, Hotel Juliet. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, correction. It's November X-ray 0, Hotel. And this is John, District 2. I have no traffic this afternoon. Thank you. November X-ray 0, Hotel.
Okay, thanks, John, for checking in. That was my bad on the call. Glad to have you on this afternoon. Thanks again for checking in. All right, that's the list as I have it. Are there any other stations that wish to be added to the list? Please call KD8RHB. comments for the net, please call KD8RHB.
Just thank you again for being net control. And it'll be you.
Thank you, Mike, for everything, too. All right, this is KD8RHB. Everyone be safe. Stay warm and be careful out there, guys, plowing the snow. Hope to hear you guys next Sunday. This is KD8RHB. Close down. I say again, close down, out.
Make
KD8RHB clearing the remote base.